cyclospora, heat domes, and a stress test of the Iran strategy. A cyclospora parasitic outbreak has surpassed 3,000 confirmed cases across Michigan and Ohio, with lettuce identified as the likely source. Cyclospora chitinensis causes cyclosporiasis, watery diarrhea, fatigue, and nausea that can persist for weeks if untreated, and is not always included in standard stool screens, meaning actual infection counts are likely several times the confirmed figure. The outbreak is running in parallel with a separate California grapevine recall from Costco, where Santa Clara County officials are going door to door to collect plants over concerns about an invasive pest that could threaten California's $45 billion wine industry. A heat dome affecting more than 100 million Americans is raising public health alarms that tend to be underreported because heat deaths are diffuse rather than dramatic. Extreme heat kills more Americans annually than floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes combined, and the mortality risk falls disproportionately on elderly people, outdoor workers, and low-income households without air conditioning. The Michigan sign-stealing lawsuit, a former coach alleging the program's leadership covered up the scheme that predated Michigan's 2023 national championship, is meanwhile raising uncomfortable questions about whether the title was won under fraudulent conditions, with legal weight derived from the fact that the plaintiff is a former insider willing to testify under penalty of perjury. Mike Rose comments about America being untethered from work, offered in the context of the Pentagon's push to address skilled trades shortages, touch a genuine economic gap. The Associated Builders and Contractors estimates a shortage of roughly 500,000 construction workers this year alone, with similar gaps in electrical, plumbing, HVAC, and welding. The Pentagon's involvement signals recognition that military maintenance and construction needs are running into the same labor shortage affecting the civilian economy. The "what if we're wrong" analysis of the Iran strategy centers on a core assumption worth stress testing: that maximum pressure combined with American military superiority will produce a favorable outcome, regime change or a nuclear deal, faster than a prolonged conventional conflict. The historical record of maximum pressure campaigns against Iran is mixed at best. The Islamic Republic survived the Iran-Iraq War, the 2009 Green Revolution, and the 2020 assassination of Qasem Soleimani. Iranian governance does not depend on a single leader. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Guardian Council, and the Assembly of Experts are institutions with their own survival mechanisms, and removing Khamenei, if Trump's unverified claim is accurate, could elevate a more hardline faction rather than collapse the system. Two additional assumptions deserve scrutiny. First, the IAEA's last comprehensive assessment before escalation suggested Iran had achieved sufficient uranium enrichment knowledge that destroying physical facilities would delay rather than eliminate the program. The human capital and dispersed knowledge base would survive a strike on Pickaxe Mountain. Second, the 79% of Americans expecting a prolonged conflict are not uniformly demanding escalation. If domestic polling support for continued strikes falls below 50% among Republicans, a threshold to watch, the political foundation for the current strategy would be eroding faster than the administration anticipates.